Hello and welcome to another learning field episode of the EFICO podcast, our community of professionals, managers, and organizational leaders who are enthusiastic about learning and improving themselves and their organizations. Today, we are going to explore the subject of performance appraisals and particularly why it is important for employees, managers, HR professionals to do everything that they can to ensure that appraisals are conducted properly. As usual, we will begin by taking a word from our sponsors, the e-paper vendor.
Is that your score on your promotion exam?
No, but if I can save 83% of the cost of newspapers, I imagine I will get a promotion.
How? By not buying newspapers for the office anymore?
No, by switching to the full digital version from the e-paper vendor. It costs up to 83% less and gives you even greater value.
So I can switch my entire organization to the e-paper vendor?
It's simple. Call the e-paper vendor on 0703-769-9479 or visit www.bebetterbooks.biz to enjoy the huge cost savings on your favorite Nigerian newspapers.
It's unbelievable, but true. I am switching to the e-paper vendor.
Welcome back. Our goal for today's episode is to get you to become a really strong advocate for ensuring that yourself and everyone around you in your organization conduct performance appraisals effectively. Now, there are many reasons why performance appraisals should be done and done properly, but we are going to just share six of these reasons with you. The first reason is around the concept of psychological safety. You see, if done properly, appraisals can be a very positive developmental tool rather than all the negative aura that it seems to have in most organizations. If you learn to conduct appraisals properly, you can achieve what we describe as appraisals without tears. You will create a less hostile and a more psychologically safe workplace, which indeed will improve performance and employee well-being. Then the concept of the performance imperative. You see, in the modern workplace that is driven by performance, it is absolutely important that we get appraisals right. If appraisals are not done properly, you could easily destroy people's careers with the wrong ratings and the wrong feedback and the wrong decisions. In a performance-driven organization, we must therefore learn to do appraisals properly because they determine everything. The third important reason why we should do appraisals properly is that feedback is the breakfast of champions. One of the outcomes of a well-done or an effective or a properly managed appraisal is feedback, what we consider as the breakfast of champions. If your appraisals are conducted properly, employees and managers will receive the feedback that they need to succeed. And this will in turn ensure that they are able to achieve the goals that you have set for them, the way champions do. Fourthly, appraisals help to unleash the power of coaching. Coaching is the powerful language of leadership that effective managers use during appraisals to inspire and motivate their employees towards higher levels of performance. When managers use coaching protocols during their appraisal sessions by, for example, asking powerful questions, listening, and empowering the employee to assess themselves and take ownership, they assist their direct reports to achieve their potential and become better leaders themselves. The fifth reason is that proper appraisals lead to appropriate rewards. Appraisals, as we all know, drive the decisions that are taken regarding employees' remuneration and rewards. Therefore, appraisals should be as objective and evidence-based as possible and should be devoid of contest or acrimony, so that the decisions about reward and remuneration that arise from them can stand the test of time. This way, you create a meritocratic organization where pay for performance actually achieves its goal of motivating employees to improved and sustainable performance. Finally, but not exhaustively, proper appraisals ensure due process in people management activities. You see, appraisal outcomes are important in decisions about, for example, the retention or the exit of employees. So it is important that the due process is followed to avoid some of the risks associated with terminating employees for poor performance. Carrying out the appraisal properly and documenting the outcomes protects companies, managers, and leaders from potential litigation. So we can go on and on about the benefits and the importance of conducting appraisals properly, but I believe that you have gotten the gist of the matter by now. What you can do is to learn more about how to conduct effective appraisals, and we can support you in this regard with our recently released micro-learning course on effective performance appraisals that is now available at www.onlineefico.com. So if you have already subscribed to the Online Efico Learning Management System, then just log into your account and access the course at no additional cost. However, if you are a new member of the Online Efico or you are new to the Online Efico, please follow the steps when you get there to create an account and then either purchase the course individually or take advantage of the bundle pricing available by subscribing to all the courses on the Online Efico. I look forward to connecting with you same time next week on another learning field episode of the Efico podcast. My name is Omagbishe Baru, and I am your Online Efico.